Good morning. Let us review the four ways of proper handling of a gun. Number one, trigger finger out, gun point to the green box, push up directions. Number two, trigger finger out, magazines removed. Number three, slide pull to the rear chamber, verify empty. Number four, slide release, trigger full. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Let us review the 11 general orders. Number one, to take charge of this force and all company properties in view and to preserve the same with utmost diligence. Number two, to work my force during its tour of duty in a military manner, keeping always on alert and observing everything that takes place with sight of hearing. Number three, to report all violations of regulations and orders I am instructed to enforce. Number four, to repeat all calls from force more distance from the guardhouse where I am stationed. Number five, to quit my force only when proper. Relief. Number six, to see, obey, and fuss on the relieving guard. All orders from company, officers, officials, supervisors, office in charge, or chef and leaders. Number seven, to talk to no one except in line of duty. Number eight, to sound the alarm in case of fire or disorder. Number nine, to call the superior officers in any case or these incidents not covered by instructions. Number 10, to salute all company officials, his superiors in the agency, ranking public officials and commissions, officers of the armed forces and the PNP. 11, to the specially watchful at night and during the time for challenging, to challenge any persons on or near a post and to allow to no one to pass or later without proper authority. Thank you. Good morning. Let us review the code of conduct of a security guard. Number one, he shall carry with him at all times during his tour of duty his license, identification card, and duty detail order with an authority to carry firearms. He shall not use his license and other privilege, if any, to the prejudice of the public, the client, or customer of his agency. Number three, he shall not engage in any accessory conversations with anybody except in the discharge of his duties or sit down unless required by the nature of his work, and shall at all times keep himself alert during his tour of duty. Number four, he shall refrain from reading newspapers, magazines, books, etc. while actually performing his duties. Number five, he shall not drink any intoxicating liquor immediately before and during his tour of duty. Number six, he shall note the locations of the alarm box near his post and around the alarm in case of fire disorder. Number seven, he shall know how to operate any fire extinguisher on his post. Number eight, he shall know the locations of the telephone and or telephone number of the police presence, as well as the telephone number of the fire station in the locality. Number nine, he shall immediately notify the police in case of any sign of disorder, strike, riot, or any serious violations of the law. Number 10, he or his group of guards shall not participate or integrate any disorder, strike, riot, or any serious violations of the law. Number 11, he shall assist the police in the preservation and maintenance of peace and order and the protections of life and property, keeping in mind the nature of his responsibilities is similar to that of the latter. Number 12, you shall familiarize himself by heart with the private security agency law, with Public Act 547 as amended, and this implementing rules or regulations. Number 3, when you should affirm, you should not lend his firm to anybody. Number 14, you should always be in proper uniform and shall always carry with him his basic requirements and equipment such as writing book, bulletin, nightstick, and overage. Number 5, you shall endeavor four times to merit and reward you the trust and confidence of the agency he represents and the clients he serves. Thank you. Let us pray for the intentions. Now is the best of Our Lady of Lourdes. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, Health of the Sick, Refuge of Sinner, Comforter of the Afflicted, you knew my wants, my troubles. May offerings look with mercy on me. By appearing in the grotto of Lourdes, you are blessed to make it privilege, sanctuary where you dispense your favors, and already me suppers have obtained the cure of their impenities, both spiritual and corporal. I come therefore with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercessions, O Jean, O loving mothers, the grant of my request. True gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to unitate your virtue, that I may one day share your glory. Amen. Oh, Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Thank you.